Welcome, sweet prince, to London, to your chamber.
Welcome, dear cousin, my thought sovereign. The weary way hath made you melancholy.
No, uncle, but our crosses on the way have made it tedious, wearisome, and heavy. I want more uncles here to welcome me.
Sweet prince, the untainted virtue of your years hath not yet dived into the world's deceit. Nor more can you distinguish of a man than of his outward show, which, God he knows, seldom or never jumpeth with the heart. Those uncles which you want were dangerous. Your grace attended to their sugared words, but look not on the poison of their hearts. God keep you from them and from such false friends.
God keep me from false friends, but they were none.
My lord, the mayor of London comes to greet you.
God bless your grace with health and happy days.
I thank you, good my lord, and thank you all. I thought my mother and my brother York would long ere this have met us on the way. Fie, what a slug is Hastings that he comes not to tell us whether they will come or no.
And in good time, here comes the sweating lord.
Welcome, my lord. What, will our mother come?
On what occasion, God he knows, not I. The queen, your mother, and your brother York have taken sanctuary. The tender prince would fain have come with me to meet your grace, but by his mother was perforce withheld.
Fie, what an indirect and peevish course is this of hers. Lord Cardinal, will your grace persuade the queen to send the Duke of York unto his princely brother presently? If she deny, Lord Hastings, go with him, and from her jealous arms pluck him perforce.
My lord of Buckingham, if my weak oratory can from his mother win the Duke of York, expect him here. But if she be obdurate to mild entreaties, God in heaven forbid we should infringe the holy privilege of blessed sanctuary. Not for all this land would I be guilty of so deep a sin.
You are too senseless, obstinate, my lord, too ceremonious and traditional. Weigh it but with the grossness of this age, you break not sanctuary in seizing him. The benefit thereof is always granted to those whose dealings have deserved the place, and those who have the wit to claim the place. This prince hath neither claimed it nor deserved it, therefore, in mine opinion, cannot have it. Then taking him from thence that is not there, you break no privilege nor charter there. Oft have I heard of sanctuary men, but sanctuary children ne'er till now.
My lord, you shall o'errule my mind for once. Come on, Lord Hastings, will you go with me?
I go, my lord.
Good lords, make all the speedy haste you may. Say, Uncle Gloucester, if our brother come, where shall we sojourn till our coronation?
Well, it seems best unto your royal self. If I may counsel you, some day or two your highness shall repose you at the tower, then where you please, and shall be thought most fit for your best health and recreation.
I do not like the tower of any place. Did Julius Caesar build that place, my lord?
He did, my gracious lord, begin that place, which since succeeding ages have re-edified.
Is it upon record, or else reported successively from age to age he built it?
Upon record, my gracious lord.
But say, my lord, it were not registered. Methinks the truth should live from age to age, as 'twere retailed to all posterity, even to the general or ending day.
So wise, so young, they say, do ne'er live long.
What say you, uncle?
I say, without characters, fame lives long.
Thus, like the formal vice, iniquity, I moralize two meanings in one word.
That Julius Caesar was a famous man. With what his valor did enrich his wit set down to make his valor live. Death makes no conquest of this conqueror, for now he lives in fame, though not in life. I'll tell you what, my cousin Buckingham.
What, my gracious lord?
And if I live until I be a man, I'll win our ancient right in France again, or die a soldier as I lived a king.
Short summers likely have a forward spring.
Now, in good time, here comes the Duke of York.
Richard of York, how fares our loving brother?
Well, my dread lord, so must I call you now.
Aye, brother, to our grief as it is yours. Too late he died that might have kept that title, which by his death hath lost much majesty.
How fares our cousin, noble lord of York?
I thank you, gentle uncle. Oh, my lord, you said that idle weeds are fast in growth. The prince, my brother, hath outgrown me far.
He hath, my lord.
And therefore, is he idle?
Oh, my fair cousin, I must not say so.
Then he is more beholden to you than I.
He may command me as my sovereign, but you have power in me as in a kinsman.
I pray you, uncle, give me this dagger.
My dagger, little cousin? With all my heart.
A beggar, brother.
Of my kind uncle that I know will give it, being but a toy, which is no grief to give.
A greater gift than that I'll give my cousin.
A greater gift? Oh, that's the sword to it.
I, gentle cousin, wear it light enough.
Oh, then, I see you'll part but with light gifts. In weightier things, you'll say a beggar nay.
It is too heavy for your grace to wear.
I'd weigh it lightly, were it heavier.
What? Would you have my weapon, little lord?
I would. That I might thank you as you call me.
How?
Little.
My lord of York will still be cross in talk. Uncle, your grace knows how to bear with him.
You mean to bear me, not to bear with me? Uncle, my brother mocks both you and me. Because that I am little like an ape, he thinks that you should bear me on your shoulders.
With what a sharp, provided, witty reasons. To mitigate the scorn he gives his uncle, he prettily and aptly taunts himself. So cunning and so young is wonderful.
My lord, will't please you pass along? Myself and my good cousin Buckingham will to your mother to entreat a fair to meet you at the tower and welcome you.
What? Will you go on to the tower, my lord?
My lord protector needs will have it so.
I shall not sleep in quiet at the tower.
Aye, what should you fear?
Marry, my uncle Clarence, angry ghost. My grandam told me he was murdered there.
I fear no uncle's dead.
Nor none that live, I hope.
And if they live, I hope I need not fear. But come, my lord, so with a heavy heart, thinking on them, go I unto the tower.
Think you, my lord, this little prating York was not incensed by his subtle mother to taunt and scorn you thus opprobriously?
No doubt, no doubt. Oh, 'tis a parlous boy. Bold, quick, ingenious, forward, capable. He is all the mother's from the top to toe.
Well, let them rest. Count Catesby, thou art sworn as deeply to affect what we intend as closely to conceal what we impart. Thou knowest our reasons urged upon the way. What thinkst thou? Is it not an easy matter to make Lord William Hastings of our mind for the installment of this noble duke in the seat royal of this famous isle?
He, for his father's sake, so loves the prince that he will not be one to aught against him.
What thinkst thou then of Stanley, will not he?
He will do all in all as Hastings doth.
Well, then no more of this. Go, gentle Catesby, and as it were far off, sound thou, Lord Hastings, how he doth stand affected to our purpose, and summon him tomorrow to the tower to sit about the coronation. If thou dost find him tractable to us, encourage him and tell him all our reasons. If he be leaden, icy cold, unwilling, be thou so too. And so break off the talk and give us notice of his inclination. For we tomorrow hold divided counsels wherein thyself should highly be employed.
Commend me to Lord William. Tell him, Catesby, his ancient knot of dangerous adversaries, tomorrow I'll let blood at Pomfret Castle. And bid my lord, for joy of this good news, give Mistress Shaw one gentle kiss the more.
Good Catesby, go. Perfect this business soundly.
My good lord, both, with all the heed I can.
Shall we hear from you, Catesby, ere we sleep?
You shall, my lord.
At Crosby House, there shall you find us both.
My lord, what shall we do if we perceive Lord Hastings will not yield to our complots?
Chop off his head. Something we will determine. And look, when I am king, claim thou of me the earldom of Hereford and all the movables whereof the king my brother was possessed.
I'll claim that promise at your grace's hand.
And look to have it yielded with all kindness. Come, let us sup betimes, that afterwards we may digest our complots in some form.